can't believe it, Skeet. In one day, my life will be ruined. I can see it all now. My soul throbs. I am your washing machine. Red towel.
Pink underwear.
Maybe it'll be neat. I mean awful. Did I say neat? Terrible. I meant that.
Voila. Voila.
Give us some shakes, chocolate and
taste. Give us some shakes,
chocolate and taste.
Please don't be hasty. Please don't be hasty.
Ketchup, mustard, mayo, lettuce. Just make sure you don't forget us.
I think I see what you mean.
Tomorrow's show. I can't wait to see it.
Oh. Hola. Strawberry.
I have to stop her for her own sake.
How can you do that?
Maybe if I get on her good side. Maybe if I use a little psychology.
Oh.
Salami.
Wow.
Hey, Judy.
Yes, I'm performing at your school tomorrow, and no, there's nothing you can do to change my mind.
Oh, okay. See you later.
Did you use psychology on her, Doug?
I guess psychology doesn't work on older sisters.
Oh. I think I have an idea.
I hate you! I hate you!
Hello?
Hello. Is this Judy Funny, the actress?
Yes, it is. Who is this, please?
Oh, you don't know me, but I'm a very famous producer.
J.B. Hunkamunka.
J.B. Hunkamunka.
She'll never buy that.
You what? You say you've heard of me?
Well, I called to tell you you shouldn't do that show tomorrow.
Really?
It's just not right for you. I feel it's wrong. Well, just don't do it.
Really, Mr. Hunkamunka? Well, I suppose I'll just have to cancel it.
Really?
I mean, really? Great. Well, goodbye.
She bought it, Skeet. Skeet? What's the matter with Skeeter?
I haven't the faintest.
You haven't the... Uh-oh.
Doug, why can't you dig it?
Huh?
You know, this is exactly why you need me to perform at your school. Tomorrow you'll thank me, Mr. Hunkamunka.
No, tomorrow I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. Judy never performed anything that made me want to thank her. I'll never forget the last time we were on stage together. It was a disaster. It was the dental hygiene play. I was the toothbrush, Judy was quack.
Here are the teeth that wouldn't brush. Now I will come and turn them to mush.
Help! Help! Save us, Mr. Toothbrush!
Whoa! Here I am, and plaque I will crush. Take that and that and that. And now plaque is gone. Judy! No! You're supposed to be dead. Come back here. Yep, that play just about killed me. So there I was, faced with another Judy performance. Only problem was, I couldn't think of one good excuse to get me out of it.
Hey, funny. I can't believe it. You're really going to go through with it.
Oh, hi, Roger.
Well, I hope you and your goofy sister have fun. It's your funeral.
Oh, man.
I didn't know what to do. I just needed a minute to think.
Where's Funny? We got a show to do.
Well, what do you think, Porkchop? Should I go in front of everyone and introduce Judy? Well, you're right. It could be the dental hygiene play all over again.
Let's go! Let's get it started!
Boy, I sure could use a little fresh air, Porkchop. How about you? This way, I think. And there she was.
This could be a very important performance for me. Shakespeare did his first performance for his brother's grade school. Did you know that?
Well, can't find him. Let's get this show on the road. Dim the lights!
But you told Doug I wanted him to introduce me, right?
Now, dear, we have to start.
We have to wait for Doug. I wanted him to see this.
Now, listen, young lady. We haven't got time for all
Doug,
this.
Wait. I'm here.
Oh.
Hi, Judy. Hello, everyone. I'm Doug Funny. And here's someone I've known all of my life and most of hers. My sister, performance artist Judy Funny. So in the end, I stood up for Judy's act. But that didn't mean I wanted to sit down and actually watch it. But then I heard something I never expected.
Oh, I laughed, I cried, I got dizzy, I don't know, it was class.
Hey, Funny. Want to know what I thought of that show?
Well,
I loved it. It was great.
Really?
Yeah. It completely got me out of taking a math test. You can tell your sister she can come back anytime she likes.
Huh? Hey, Judy, can we get a picture for the Daily Honker?
Sure. Just a second. Come on, Doug.
So I guess it turned out all right. I didn't need to have a nervous breakdown after all. Not only was it not embarrassing, but I think Judy's actually quite good. No, quite sisterly. Quite embarrassing. She's quite embarrassing.